come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison, Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
Well, this should be an experience. I'm not going to say this isn't the first time this has happened.
Okay.
A couple years ago, were you involved when I went to Ireland?
I was
doing a show from Ireland. Mm-hmm. Same thing. Somehow the cord got misplaced. So we are doing this show live through the computer.
Live.
And not through the headset. Coming to you live from the PGA Golf Show. The human touch booth. Now, by not having the cord, it kind of messes up this whole show. Because you see this chair right here?
Oh, yeah.
Now, I know this is radio and you can't see it radio-wise, but one of the human... What's the name of this chair?
Perfect Chair.
The Perfect Chair. I was going to do the show from the Perfect Chair.
Okay.
I was going to sit in the chair. It would have been perfect if we would have brought all the right equipment.
Well, now you're standing by the Perfect Chair.
I'm going to need the Perfect Chair in 2 hours when we get done broadcasting from here. So, Eric, I know that you've got other things to do, but we're going to try to grab you just for a second.
Yes,
so
sir.
Grab Bruce in a little bit. Tell us a little bit about Human Touch.
So,
I love the human touch.
Thanks, Randy. I appreciate you. We're excited to have you here, broadcast our booth. And, Human Touch is our product is designed to help people live their best and feel their best. And that's something we take pride in, helping people live a better lifestyle, wherever that may be. If you're looking for recovery, if you have ailments now, lower back pain, neck, shoulder, any of those circulation issues, our products are designed to help, facilitate.
Typically, when somebody tells me things like you just said, I'm like, all right, whatever.
Sure.
Yeah, of course. You're here to sell chairs.
Yeah.
You're here to do your job. I get all that.
Yep.
And then I sat in this perfect chair, and I've been in the massage chair,
yes,
so we'll talk about that later, where it goes all the way back and the gravity. And yep. I sleep in the chair, and I think I've told you that.
Yes.
I've slept in a chair for 7 years. This is different. This is a recliner, sort of, but by the way it goes back and there's no opening, there's support in the lower back. I do feel better after sitting in it for 9 minutes.
And that's, and to your point, that's exactly right. What it does is it increases circulation. And by putting you in that neutral posture position or zero gravity position,
that's what it is.
The fetal position, right? Where your legs are elevated above your heart. It's taking all that pressure off your vertebrae and your spine. So it naturally decompresses, lubricates those joints, and it pumps fresh oxygen and blood to it, which in turn is very therapeutic, right? Like you said, that's why you feel better.
Yeah, absolutely.
You feel rejuvenated.
I truly do. And again, it kind of stinks.
Sounds crazy, but
that the cord is gone, because I literally was going to do it from the perfect chair and then from the massage chair.
How do we find a cord, Randy?
Believe me, we've looked for the past 3 hours. But we've got other plans, you and me. And human touch,
yes,
and us. And we're going to do a lot of cool things. As a matter of fact, and all along, and I told you, Matt, that I was going to go out to Phoenix in 2 weeks, and before the John Jones fight, and broadcast from 8-Man Strong. Well, it just so happens, Eric turned us on to another one of his cohorts,
yeah,
who lives in Phoenix. So Bruce will be on the show with us in 2 weeks in Phoenix from the 8-Man Strong booth.
That's cool.
So before we grab Bruce,
yes, sir,
who is extremely busy, and I know you're extremely busy, yes, too, talk about the massage chairs as well.
Massage chairs. So our massage chairs are again, they're full body, a full immersion massage chair, therapeutic massage chair, right? It's going to touch every part of your body, essentially, from the head all the way down to the toes. So we have reflexology rollers on the bottom of the feet that hits all the trigger points. The rollers actually go into your glutes,
yeah,
up to your hammies. So if you have like... if you have any lower back issues, you have sciatica, it's amazingly therapeutic for that. I mean, we've literally had people that are able to, again, live a better lifestyle.
And I would strongly suggest, if you don't have a lower back problem, go get one. Because this chair will fix it.
And I will say this too, Randy. These chairs are just as preventative as they are therapeutic,
right,
too. So, and that's another important point to bring up. is that a lot of people think, oh, I got to have this major ailment to use this. But this, these chairs are loose, keep it loose and limber and, you know, keep good circulation.
A lot of times when you have a hot tub, and, you know, many people do, and there's always that sign, you know, don't go in for more than 16 minutes. What's the length that you can, you know, stay in a massage chair, and how many times a day? Because when I get mine, I'm going to live in it.
That's a very good question, actually. No, the optimal
time. We call this a mic drop. So yeah.
Boom. Yeah, right? Mic drop. So, you know, the optimal time is about 20 minutes. Okay. That's where you're going to get the optimal, you know, time. And with that, I would say the optimal time is 20 minutes to get the benefit. Now, to answer your question, I tell everybody, listen to your body. I personally do 20 minutes a day. That's like part of my daily regimen now. Now, let's say I went and worked out or did a little more extra activity. I might do it twice a day. I might do it in the morning, kind of jumpstart, and then night before you go to bed, lowers your heart rate, your blood pressure, you're going to sleep better. You know, again, these are designed to de-stress too. You know, stress is 80-90% of disease is stress related. These are de-stressors. I mean, you literally let all that stress melt away in that chair. Literally melt it.
So would you recommend when people come and purchase this item, whether it's a chair, the massage chair, to use it at night just before you go to bed?
I would use it every day. I mean, you can use it in the morning, it energizes you, right? Because what happens is it gets your circulation going. It's if you just ran, you know, it's pumping circulation. So it's kind of a two-prong. You know, it depends on, again, it all depends on your time and how you feel. I would encourage everybody to use it twice a day.
Sure.
If you can. If you got the time to do it, absolutely.
Well, 24 hours a day, that's my plan.
Well, you're going to be 24-7, yeah.
So I got to tell you a funny story. So about 2 hours ago, Matt's running around like a tool trying to find a cord, which we were not able to find. A young man got in the chair, and I literally thought he was going to die. I mean, he had a fate, you know, he was like cringing because of from the rollers being real deep. So I went and I grabbed Bruce's dad, Mr. Bruce, and I said, you know, you might want to get this guy out of the chair because it didn't look good. And so Mr. Bruce walked over and said, are you okay? And the guy laughed. He goes, this is the best thing ever. I love this.
Awesome.
So, you know,
that's
it's
awesome,
well, it's like a deep massage,
sure.
You know, that sometimes is a little, you know.
It can be.
And,
you know, and that's.
I like it that way.
But to your point, though. Like we tell everybody, these chairs will discover sorenesses you didn't even know you had.
Sure.
So when people tell me it hurts, what that tells me is you need it. That tells me that there's some issues there, right?
Sure.
I mean,
that's
what it reveals, right?
And
so, I mean, yeah. So everybody's at different levels. I mean, there's certain times where you could gradually kind of build up to it. If it is a little more tender, we have back pads you can put in there, you know, to kind of, you know, soften it. So again, these are designed to be therapeutic, like you said, to your point. And yeah, it might be a little sore at first, but we always encourage drinks on the water.
I'm trying to come up with a reason to get the perfect chair with the heater. I mean,
with
today,
stones in
well,
it?
Only because, you know, in Florida we have winter for about 16 hours a year.
Right.
Today is weather.
Right. Exactly. I was escaping the cold in Atlanta, and I'm like, I get down to my
iguanas are falling from the tree today.
Wait, thank goodness I brought my jacket.
What exactly is that? I'm not sure.
I know,
what
right? Exactly. You Floridians don't know what that is. But
so we're going to send Eric. Eric lives outside of Atlanta.
Yeah.
So Eric's going to make the trip all the way over to Roswell.
Nice.
To see the new headquarters.
Yes.
The global headquarters.
The global headquarters.
South Zone global headquarters.
Yeah.
The president.
Yeah.
And we're going to try to get one of these chairs in the lobby there. Yeah, how about that?
What do you think about that?
Gotta have a.
How about one in Torta Pizza?
You gotta have one in Torta Pizza. You gotta have a perfect chair in the headquarters.
Who's Torta Pizza?
Safe Pizza.
Yeah. No, that's my restaurant.
It's your restaurant.
So, and I'm on my feet all day long. I'm
as
on
bad
restaurant
as he
tour.
Is, as
a good pizza.
So, as bad as he is as a sports talk show host, he's a worse pizza maker. That's really not true.
How long have you been in business?
15 years.
Okay, yeah. Well, that I know is, yeah.
I've traveled the world.
Yes, sir.
Now, you're just getting to know me. Bruce is getting to know me. You know, Matt knows that
these guys are phenomenal. By the way,
if it stinks, and I'm going to tell you.
You're going to call like it is.
I've eaten pizza all over. You sent me on this Brooklyn pizza tour, Brooklyn pizza, blah 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 blah. I would say the two best pizzas I've ever had is Torta Pizza, and the pizza I had a month ago in Las Vegas.
Tony Giovanotti's Pizza Rock.
Pizza
have
Rock.
Ever had,
best two pizzas
one
I've ever had.
Have you ever been Dana or?
So my cable has arrived, Randy. Well, I'm looking for.
So in other words, you're saying we need to eat it.
Oh, yeah. So you have an opening night
toward it.
Red carpet treatment when you come to see
toward what? What's it called?
Toward the pizza.
Toward the pizza.
It's gourmet pizza. Active lifestyle.
Where's it at?
It's
like,
in St. Pete, Florida.
Let's go hit a break real quick. We're going to try to get the right equipment, and we will return. Coming to you live from the PGA Golf Show, the Human Touch booth in Orlando, Florida. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sun. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Debbie Checker, right here talking sports with Randy Harris.
Monster Jam. This is power. This is precision. This is passion. This is Monster Jam. See the legendary Gravedigger, El Toro Loco, and more of your favorite Monster Jam trucks. Brought to you by BKT Tires, Circle K, and your local Ford dealers. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and charges may apply. Raymond James Stadium, January 11th and February 1st.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Yo, this is Platinum Mike Perry. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
Hanging out here at the Human Touch booth. I'm going to let you talk.
Okay.
I'm going to just go to sleep in the chair.
Go sit in the chair.
I don't even want to talk sports. I just want to sit in the chair.
So the question is, like, can you keep your marriage alive if you get two perfect chairs and you guys sleep side by side in the living room?
You mean talking about me personally?
Yeah.
No, the plan is I'm going to get one of these chairs.
Of course. You got to get one.
No, definitely. I'm getting a chair.
Right.
It's already, the order's in. I'm getting it. But I'm not going to sleep in it.
Okay.
I'm going to do all the things that you're supposed to do in the chair.
Okay, for the therapy side.
Right, and then I'm going to go do one of two things. I'm either to then go get in the recliner, or I'm trying again the sleep apnea machine.
Oh, okay.
I just did the whole thing. I'm supposed to go pick it up. So
I wonder if this can help with sleep apnea. Does that make it more relaxed, more circulation?
No, I think not stop breathing will help, you know, more than anything. All right, we're 15, 16 minutes into the show.
Yeah.
We talked about the Human Touch. We had Eric on. We'll have Bruce on after the next
Absolutely.
Segment. But let's talk about Saturday night in Las Vegas.
The return of.
You know,
the king of.
Well, he said the king never left.
What?
That's what he said.
For 15 months the king left.
Well, according to him, he's never left.
He left.
It was a cool atmosphere. It wasn't the best atmosphere I've ever been in.
Right.
It wasn't the best UFC atmosphere I've ever been in.
Okay.
But I will say this. You know, I don't remember many things.
You don't.
I will say that Connor's aura in the past blew me away. Now, it was still awesome Saturday night.
Okay.
You know, Cowboy coming out was awesome. You know, then Connor coming out, you know, the music, the his walkout, all that. It's still not what it was. But, of course, the one I'm talking about, Sinead O'Connor, was there and sang the walkout song.
Wow.
You know, so that's when he fought. I believe it was Chad Mendes. But it was cool. I mean, it was a long flight for 40 seconds.
It was.
I'm trying to watch my words as we are picking up a new sponsor. Human Touch is now going to get involved with us. I want to say some things about, and I won't, but I want to say some things about a four-letter network commentator. I wish this was not FCC radio.
Yes.
Because I really would say some things.
What was your biggest grievance with that? Was that the lack of knowledge?
He's a moron.
Obnoxiousness?
Well, he's always obnoxious.
That's what got him his contract.
Well, you know, then again, I look at you.
Well, that's what got Conor McGregor his notoriety.
And I look at you.
And I'm disappointed that he didn't do the trash talking going into this.
He said he respected Cowboy, even though Stephen A. Smith claims that he took a dive. Stephen A. Smith claims that he had no heart, that he quit.
What? Does Stephen A. Smith know that Cowboy is the has the most victories and the most appearances in UFC history?
Brutal.
Does he know anything about it?
No.
What does he know about it? UFC or MMA?
I remember I was crossing the street once, and I talked to, and he eventually got involved in the radio show, a very big boxing person.
Okay.
And we disagreed. He said how much he disliked MMA. He was a boxing guy.
Right.
I understand.
Sure.
Then I ran across a four-letter network show host,
okay,
who's on right now,
okay,
who's pretty big. And he told me at a Buccaneer game in the press box that he didn't like the UFC, that he didn't like mixed martial arts.
All right.
What would the question be? I asked him a question. What do you think that question was?
Why?
Have you seen MMA?
Have you been to an MMA?
And he said no. And I'm like, hold on. So you dislike something that you've never seen.
Right.
You dislike. So the comments, now again, a lot of times, just like, let's be honest, the stuff you say on the show.
To get a rise out of people.
Right.
To bring notoriety.
Did SAS say it to get a rise?
Possible.
Or did SAS say it because he truly believed it?
I think people, that when they fear something they don't know, I think they automatically are reluctant to embrace it or to support it. So I think that whole...
So like me in a diet.
With what?
Me and a diet.
Yeah. Really terrified of those.
Right.
But I think as the sport evolves and becomes more familiar, it's on the board network. It's more mainly accepted now. There isn't the fear behind it. Back then, I think a lot of people feared the environment. Going to a fight, you might be a brawl in the stands. You might be beat up in the parking lot. Like the old school days is more barbaric and more like savage and raw. Now it's more of a sport.
I'm trying to remember. I've been to in excess of 100 UFC events.
No question.
Probably more, but like I'm telling the people here at the Human Touch, I'm always going to under-promise and over-deliver.
Of course.
So I'm going to say that 100 UFCs.
Right.
Probably closer to 160. I can probably count, honestly, I think I could count on one finger the fights that I've seen at a UFC event.
That I remember.
Right, that's fair.
Because it's got to stand out.
Well, right. I have to see it.
Right, of course.
You know, I have to know about it. The one that, and I'm very proud about what I'm going to say.
Okay.
The one fight that I remember, the one fight that I didn't see because it was the other corner of the arena, but take a wild guess where that one fight was.
Vegas.
Philadelphia. And I'm going to take it one step further.
Okay.
This was in Philadelphia. Two females.
Okay.
Well, not two dudes. Two females fighting in the stands. So. Way to go, city of brotherly love. my hometown.
Well, I think sports come a long way. I mean, obviously, you know, it's evident here at the PGA Golf Expo, there's like every other booth being something about fitness or recovery or athleticism. Because you didn't think about that with golfers in the past. You didn't think of athletic. I think the same thing with the MMA guys.
Here's Joey Fatone.
Ah, look at the fat one.
Wearing the same
Warriors. And the Warriors.
It's the Warriors jacket.
So, but I think even with the MMA guys, they're not these big bodybuilding you know, muscle heads anymore. These guys are like extremely efficient, and it's crazy to see the evolution. You're just jonesing to go get a hot dog, aren't you?
I do. I want a fat one. There truly is, no doubt about that. So yeah, Joey Fatone just walked up to the booth. Met him out at the CES a couple weeks ago.
NSYNC guy. NSYNC?
He's...
Is he a hot dog guy or a singer? Oh, he's a restaurateur or a singer?
He's all of the above. You know, he's got it all down for sure, so...
I mean, with the Warriors jacket, does he move up to, like, automatic best friend?
Maybe not automatic.
He's got hot dogs in his pocket, and he's got a Warriors jacket on.
But I think he definitely moves up, a couple ranks.
Is he the co-host?
He would jump you. I got invited to do a show, and then, they got busy, and I had to leave because I was kind of done eating. So, all right, bottom of the hour, so that could only mean one thing. I'm going to say hi to Joey Fatone.
All right.
To you live from the PGA Golf Show, the Human Touch Booth. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song.
Is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Franco Harris with Randy Harris on Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Monster Jam. This is power. This is precision. This is passion. This is Monster Jam. See the legendary Gravedigger, El Toro Loco, and more of your favorite Monster Jam trucks. Brought to you by BKT Tires, Circle K, and your local Ford dealers. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and charges may apply. Raymond James Stadium, January 11th and February 1st.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell everyone out there listening, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
next week from the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl!
The week after from Phoenix.
Are you excited about the Super Bowl?
No, I'm not excited about the Super Bowl.
So about the,
I'm not excited about the game.
What about the team? Like, you know, they're explosive. The old dogs are out. The Patriots are sitting home.
No, like I told you, when we journeyed the long journey from Tampa to Orlando this morning.
Yes.
By the way, do I name the company? Is it a lawsuit if I rip the company that almost killed me this morning?
I don't know. You've done crazier. So.
I don't know. This honestly, what I did today could possibly be the craziest, stupidest thing I've ever done. And
you played chicken with a monster truck.
I played chicken with a gigantic dump truck from a major construction company. And anybody that's ever driven over the bridge from St. Pete to Tampa, you can get off to go to the airport,
right.
You can get off to go to Kennedy, or you can go straight. Well, there's three lanes there, and then it merges. Okay?
Good.
Traffic was awful, so I'm in the far right lane where it merges. So this gigantic construction truck, so this giant construction truck gets between both lanes. So that you can't drive by and then merge over into the set, the middle lane.
Sure.
Me being me, I was just pissed. Right. I waited. He made that jerk to the right, and I jerked to the left.
Cool.
I'm in a little Monza. He's in a garbage dump truck. Then he tried to drive me into the wall.
Oh, like a nice car.
He literally tried to drive me into the wall, and then twice he jerked to the right. I have it on video.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Just saying.
I mean. Yeah, they do it in NASCAR. I mean, until you trade and paint, you're not really racing. You know what I mean? You know the rules.
Well, we were, we definitely were swapping paint.
Oh.
It was, honestly, I got scared for a half a second.
Really?
I truly thought I was hitting the wall.
And then what, the water on the other side? You're going in the ocean?
Well, no, this is the right side. Have you never driven from St. Pete to Tampa?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. You know where the lane merges?
Oh, yeah.
The merge is on the right side.
Oh, yeah.
The water's to the left because you've already gone past that whole rigmarole.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little Houston Astro baseball.
Yeah, if you're not cheating, you're not trying, right?
Do you have a problem?
Really. We're at the PGA Golf Expo, the 2020 here in Orlando, Florida.
Do they cheat in golf?
They have to. I don't know the strategies of golf. I'm not really sure. I don't know much about it. But there's got to be ways to cheat.
Here's a cheat story that I heard about golfers.
Okay.
So there was eight guys that were traveling the charity golf circuit.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
They would sign up for these golf tournaments, and they would play back-to-back.
Okay.
Okay. Foursome one would go.
Right.
Would finish their hole. They would put the flag in the hole.
Right.
The next group would hit.
Okay.
As soon as on the par three. So when the guy would hit from the next group, the four would start screaming to kind of distract everybody, right? They're like, oh my God! Oh! And then they went over and they pulled the flag and the golf ball was in there.
Oh, still in there. Oh, they got a hole in one.
So they got it. So they were traveling around the country winning these cars by cheating.
Wow. Wow. That's a great hustle. We got to get some golf experts to find out the best ways to cheat in golf. I mean, I saw Rodney Dangerfield over there. Did you see him? The Rodney Dangerfield looking like?
No.
He's over there hustling people and signing autographs.
That's Rodney Dangerfield?
Didn't he cheat in Caddyshack?
I never saw Caddyshack.
What?
What? I've never seen Caddyshack.
How can you never ever see? We have to watch Caddyshack.
I've never seen.
It's the greatest movie of all time.
I've never seen Caddyshack before.
We have to watch.
So I can't sit still.
That's a legendary movie. And me at the Golf Expo, we gotta do it. We gotta find it.
Yeah.
And you go.
No,
I'm good.
All right.
This is our audio video technique people. Where's Steve Savanio when we need him? Audio technical.
Why couldn't this have happened at the Consumer Electronics Show?
It did. And you went two booths down and they had an adapter.
Well, again, there's anything and everything that you could possibly need at the Consumer Electronics Show.
I've gone to every booth looking for a
But this is an electronics show.
But there's so much technology here. Everything has a virtual reality screen, a monitor, a device to record you in your swing and your... You don't think?
You don't think it's possible that the board got fried using the wrong board last week?
Or could it be that the board's from like 1972?
You know, by the way, I do need to say an RIP.
Oh, no.
Yes. Very, something extremely sad happened Monday.
Rocky Johnson passed away?
No, that was last week. And that, see, now I can't be funny.
No, I didn't know. I thought it was serious.
No, this isn't serious.
No, no, good.
I threw away my 1970 aluminum softball bat.
Why would you do that?
It was disgusting. It was in somebody's garage. And let's just say things ate away at the aluminum.
Are you officially done with softball now? Have you given up the sport?
No, I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
The competitive edge is just no longer there?
Well, I'm afraid to run right now because of my left knee. You know, after what happened a couple weeks ago.
Sure.
And then I redid the crop. So when I left Vegas, is it okay to say I'm the cheapest person you know?
Anyway, as long as you don't use the J word.
Well, I am Jewish.
Well, you can say it. I can't.
I'm cheap. I'm Jewish.
I can't talk about it.
So I went to get an Uber at T-Mobile.
Okay.
And it was pretty cheap.
Okay.
But it picked you up at Excalibur.
Okay.
So that was the scene of the crime when I got hurt a couple weeks ago. So I walked all the way to Excalibur, and it went from $7.50 to $16.
Because they had to go around the block?
I don't know.
Or one way or something.
So I did what any frugal person would do. I then took the tram from Excalibur to Mandalay Bay. Okay? It went back down to $6. The guy picked me up in the Uber. And where did it take me? Back to Excalibur. And then that's where you turn to go to the airport. You could have gone the other way.
All right.
Which is what I was figuring he would do. But no, he takes me back to where I just walked to go to the airport.
Okay.
So, yeah. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. Do you want to talk about this week's Raleigh? We were supposed to have...
So Raleigh.
We were supposed to have Raleigh Fathers on today.
Well, I have a question. So how does the UFC select a city? Like, do the cities petition, like, the Olympics, and they try to say, hey, look, we're Tokyo. We want to have the Olympics in summer 2020. Like, do the cities go after it? Or does the UFC say, hey, we haven't had anything in this market. We want to use your arena and your facility.
I truly don't know.
Okay.
So I'm going to make up an answer. I'm thinking it's all the UFC. It's all where they want to go. The markets they've been to, the markets that have been successful, the markets that are big enough to support the fight card and this card. And, you know, so it all depends.
So this is the first time for Raleigh. This is the first time UFC has been at all.
I believe so.
Oh.
And we could still make it then.
Yeah?
We could get there in time.
You're a world traveler, Mr. Head.
Hold on a second. It's not the first time I've done that.
Right. But your schedule is impressive. Yeah, I'm a young buck compared to you. Right? And you're on the road, like red-eye flights, this city, that event. I mean, you coordinate it where you're making 3, 4, 5 different things happen in the same day or time zones. And so it's pretty impressive to see it all in action.
You know, and people said that about the trip to Vegas on Saturday, but I went to one of the casinos in Connecticut, Mohegan Sun maybe. I flew in Saturday morning, I went to the fight, I drove back to the airport, and I got on the plane on Sunday. It's no big deal.
But have you also been in like Philadelphia and done like 4 events in the same day? Like,
no, I did 4 events in 2 days.
So UFC, a baseball game, a Phillies game, an Eagle game,
yeah.
A concert or something like
that? Oh, that was this last year we went to the opening day, so this would have been in April. We went to Phillies Braves. That would have been Thursday. I did the show on Wednesday. Thursday was Phillies Braves. Friday was the Kiss concert. Saturday was the UFC. Sunday was pig out on cheesesteaks. And then fly home.
So you're a guy who you always like to ask people to get to know them. My question to you, Ms. Harris, you could design your perfect day. You have 4 events. What would you do, and what cities or what event would you do to have the perfect day?
All right, so this is all make-believe.
All make-believe.
All right. Cities I'm not going to worry about right now.
Okay.
World Cup final.
Oh, soccer.
Yeah. As much as I hate soccer.
Wow.
I have zero interest in
soccer. Like the passion of the fans.
World Cup finals would be...
Is it reminiscent of the UFC? Like in the beginning, that raw crowd, rambunctious...
I can't answer that.
Rally.
I haven't been to it. I don't know. I don't know. I wasn't going to say that, but maybe one of the early UFCs, because I said it Saturday night that I missed the walkout ramp, and
right.
I still do.
Sure.
I missed that. I thought the ramp was awesome, but it took seats, and that's one of the reasons. The other reason was Zuffa wanted it to be more boxing style.
Not like WWE.
Not WWE, right. So I would say World Cup Finals for sure. You know what? Just to prove a point to you, because we were supposed to have an Olympic wrestler on today, who was fighting on Saturday. I'm going to say the NCAA finals in wrestling.
Have you been? Have you ever been?
No. Yeah, I'll get to one.
We should get to one. But that'd be a cool event.
You know, I'm thinking on the fly, so I'm going to say the Army-Navy game.
Oh.
It is something I think I'd like to do, except for it's too damn cold.
Colder than Florida today?
It's too damn cold. Yeah. As much as I would love to, a bucket list.
We'll bring you a Human Touch Perfect chair, put the heater on, and sit on the sideline.
I saw a thing on Shark Tank the other day. It was some kind of clothing that the guy jumped in minus 100 degree water.
Okay.
And he said, I was fine. My face froze off, but my body was okay. So World Cup Finals, the NCAA Wrestling Finals, Army-Navy. I don't know. I have to think about the fourth. You know, I don't know because I've been to
many events, so many things.
You know, if I had to go back in time, my favorite event, and I know we only have another couple of minutes on this segment, my favorite event I've ever been to was when the Lightning won the Stanley Cup Finals.
Oh,
game, the final game. That, to me, that was the greatest.
So that's the one thing I've never had the privilege or luxury of being a part of.
And you never will.
I've never lived in a championship city. Every time I live in a city, they don't win jack. So maybe I'm bad luck, but I left Denver. They became champions. Yeah, I left Indianapolis. They became champions.
So when are you leaving? So when you leave, what I want to know is what Tampa Bay team will be the champion? Will it be the Vipers?
I don't know what that is.
The XFL team that starts in a couple weeks. All right, so then it's only three.
Because we'll Bucks. I think the Bucks win the Super Bowl if I leave town. You can sign the petition now at knockoutradio.com.
I'm not going to sign it. I'm just going to drive you.
Drop me off.
Where would you go? Not that I care.
I'll just come over here to Orlando.
There's not a chance in anything that I would ever move to Orlando.
As long as I could work from home and not have to leave my house, because this traffic is crazy.
When my daughter used to go to UCF for those 5 years, longest 5 years of my life, and I said the first thing I would do if I lived in Orlando would be to move. You know, it's just the traffic is just brutal and unbearable, and I absolutely would want no part of it.
Yeah, that's a brutal soul bomb.
I think he's waiting for you, so let's go hit this break.
Okay.
It's only a couple minutes early, so let's do that. When we come back, we'll reach out to Bruce. If he's not busy, we'll get some more info on the Human Touch chairs. Coming to you live from the Human Touch booth here in, I almost said Las Vegas, in Orlando, Florida. This is Knockout Radio, broadcasting next week, all week, from the Super Bowl, sponsored by 8 Man Strong and Staff Cell. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, hi, this is Mike Schmidt. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Monster Jam. This is power. This is precision. This is passion. This is Monster Jam. See the legendary Gravedigger, El Toro Loco, and more of your favorite Monster Jam trucks.
Brought to you by BKT Tires, Circle K, and your local Ford dealers. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and charges may apply. Raymond James Stadium, January 11th and February 1st.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
What's up, guys? This is Justin the Highlight Gaethje, and you're about to get KO'd by Knockout Radio.
Sign. Yeah, what's going on with that? Why is he getting blacklisted by the UFC? At the press conference after the fights on Saturday night, it was addressed, and Dana said that, you know, he needs to sit down and have a, you know, get with Justin and get on the same page. And, you know, because he deserves something. Now, so does everybody else who's getting.
Right.
You know, and everybody's clamoring for now Connor and Nate Kareem. Do you have any interest in that?
Nope. Zero.
I have none.
I want to see Tony Khabib, and then I want to see Tony versus McGregor.
Assuming Tony wins.
Of course he will. I think Tony's the best in the division, and I think that's his title.
I think he wins as well, and I've said that, but I agree with what Dana said. Khabib, Conor, too, could be massive. Now, I said before, and I still don't think he deserves it, and Khabib has already said he has to win 10 fights before he fights him. Money will change that.
Of course
it will. I get that. But after what he did Saturday night, it's going to sell.
Of course it will. Because he came back in classic McGregor fashion. He used a shoulder as a striking weapon, which we see in the clinch, we see up against the cage, but to see it used with that ferociousness and velocity as an actual weapon, it is, I think, game changing. It's one thing that was fast. It'll linger on for years to come of people remember that image and that fight.
But do you honestly believe it was the shoulder?
I think it was the one that broke his nose.
Like I think the knee
second
did.
Or the third one. I think the second one really, really crushed him.
The knee is what set the whole thing up.
Right, from the opening start.
Right. Now, did Connor throw one missed strike? Was that?
Yeah, it was the left hand. His big power shot. He just. But I think, I mean, look, I missed the McGregor talking the trash.
I do too.
It didn't have the buildup that it should have had. But again, you're doing it to Cerrone's final fight, hopefully.
It's absolutely not.
What's he going to do? What's he going to have to prove?
It's not what he has to prove. It's money. He's going to fight for money.
He didn't get enough money from the McGregor payoff?
Hold on. What?
Payday?
Payday, not payoff.
But he got
such a moron.
I'm just saying, he got his money to fight. He gets to end his career on a high note. Let him just walk away.
Reported $200,000.
Reported.
Yeah, well, again, we'll never know exactly what he did make, but it's not crazy.
You think he took a fall? You think he took a
Absolutely
bribe?
Absolutely not. I don't. I'm naive.
You think he would take a bribe?
I'm naive. No, I don't think he will. I don't think he will.
Have you ever bribed anyone, Randy Harris? There's a very thin line between, like, trade for, like, a radio program or, like, bribing.
No, there's not a fine line. It's totally different.
Because since we're over here in Orlando, we're close to Brevard County, Florida.
Tell me that this is the guy with the police.
Kalen Holcomb.
Is this the police
guy? For a DUI.
Yeah, this is awesome.
And he tried to talk his way out of the arrest by offering free MMA classes if they let him go without being arrested.
But here's the best part of that.
His record?
Yeah, it's not like it's Chuck Liddell or Randy Couture or Khabib. I mean, yeah, if it's David Vieira, who might be back in the area soon.
Right.
Yeah, I would take a bribe to be trained by David Beer.
Okay.
What's this clown's record?
0-2. So, congratulations, Kalen Holcomb. You have won Dumbass of the Week.
Prison time.
Yeah, it's a prison time. Yeah, it's a different kind of cage he's in.
No, I don't believe I've ever bribed anyone.
No.
Because I have never cared.
You don't think McGregor or Cowboy took a dive or took a bribe?
No. And hopefully you're just asking to be stupid.
I'm just asking because it's a conversation.
No, I don't.
But I do have a serious question about the fight. A lot of talk going into the fight that McGregor was too big, he put on too much muscle mass, that he would gas out, that the oxygen would be depleted, that later in the rounds he wouldn't have a have the gas tank.
I guess we'll never know.
but with that question, we're at the PGA Golf Expo, and it's all about therapy and recovery. You know, the UFC has changed so much. It's not the big mass monsters anymore. Muscle mass and big, strong, big guys don't really equate to performance in the octagon, right? I mean, that's why, who is it, Ferrara, who beat Pettis?
Yeah.
I mean, look how smooth his jiu-jitsu and his transitions, and what a clinic he put on against a veteran, the former champion.
What do you think it will take? Because I don't know if this is possible. What would it take for us Americans to grasp and literally have to love, like jiu-jitsu, like the ground game? Now, some of us do, but typical Americanism, we hate soccer. One right. Nothing scores. We don't really.
But at least soccer in America, the kids are playing at a young age in the youth league.
That's because they have to. All they can't say no.
In Brazil, all kids do judo, right, which transitions to jiu-jitsu, which is part of the culture. So it's not a matter of choosing to do it. Here, it's an elective. But you have to be exposed to it from someone who knows a school or has a connection for you to try it, because most people aren't eager to go in and get their face beat in or get tapped out or get manhandled, and their ego gets involved.
As soon as fighters hit the ground, the boos come out.
Right.
Instantly.
Which is crazy, because that's where the actual technical skill is shown. That's where the transitions are shown, like the Pettis fight. I mean, what a beautiful display of jiu-jitsu that was. I mean, unbelievable. So, yeah, I mean, it's a cultural thing. Unfortunately, I don't think it will ever catch on big in America. I don't. I just don't think it's...
I don't think it will either.
And too many parents are too afraid to get their kids go through the experience of fear of getting hurt. But I have daughters. I'm raising my daughters in jiu-jitsu. They have to do in jiu-jitsu. And this weekend in Miami is the Jiu Kings promotion tournament, the second event of the career. And it's growing. The sport is growing. But it will never be mainstream like soccer or T-ball.
Well, I told you that jiu-jitsu tournament that was in Vegas a couple weeks ago. Sure. It was awesome with the King riding
out.
Yeah. It was unbelievably cool. You do need to change some of those rules, because, when you have, Hector Lombard going up against, Clay Guida.
Right.
Now, I don't know if those two did match up, but, because it's the weight thing is total weight of the five or six contestants.
Yeah.
So you could have Hulk Hogan,
right,
and who's the masked dude? From Mexico, the masked wrestler. Rey Mysterio. So you could have the two of them.
Is Tito's fighting next?
No.
Is he fighting a wrestler?
Yeah, he did.
Really?
Yeah.
He fought the Mexican wrestler?
Yeah.
How did I miss it?
How do you miss everything?
Because there's no hype. And if you don't hype it up, people don't tune in. And that's why McGregor missed the boat on this. He really could have.
It wasn't McGregor, though. It's not McGregor's, it's not his. It's not his. I'm trying to think of the word. I'm having a brain cramp as NSYNC's getting ready to perform. So Eric stole my thing.
We got him. With Joe Vitone over there.
It's not McGregor's responsibility to promote the fight.
Right.
It's ESPN, which Dana said did a fantastic job, and I didn't really see that much.
I mean, they opened pay-per-views 2 days before. They're trying to capitalize and build a big, a sellout, and I'm sure they did that. T-Mobile sold out, yes?
Oh, yeah, it was sold out. But it was sold out for the McGregor fight. I was posting pictures, early.
It was empty.
It was empty.
First two, three fights, right?
First six fights.
Oh, wow.
Then you're into the...
Is that because it was Vegas? Do you think Raleigh would have a packed audience because it's first time? Because it's people have nothing else to do. They've never seen it before.
Wow, that's pretty rude about Raleigh.
What do you mean?
That there's nothing else to do at
Raleigh?
Have
you been to Raleigh?
No. I think I drove through it once. But,
there's nothing to do in Raleigh.
I truly wouldn't know. But I think more people would be there sooner. But, no, I think some people are going to, wait until undercard.
I mean, if they spend that kind of coin, I think they want to get their value.
You would think.
In the Midwest, you think that,
you would
Shane Grossman, he'd be the perfect representative.
The 94.
He would be the camp out.
Yeah.
I mean, but people camp out for Best Buy at Thanksgiving 3 days in advance.
Have you ever camped out for anything?
Never.
Never? Nothing?
Never.
All right. I am.
Heavy.
Yeah.
What do you care about for?
Back in the day, back in the way day, you had to camp out overnight to get in line to buy concert tickets.
Oh, yeah, Ticketmaster, right? Was that the only thing? That was the only show in town.
That was the only show in town, and you got in line, and I remember I camped out overnight. I'll give you five. You want to play 10 questions?
Sure.
Play 10 questions. You got about 5 minutes.
Okay.
You have 10 questions. What concert did I camp out overnight to get the tickets in the morning?
No.
10 questions.
Was it a band that uses face paint?
No. You don't pay attention to me very much, but go ahead.
Why?
I told you, I saw Kiss last year for the first time ever.
Oh, yeah.
You should lose. You should lose.
I always lose.
No, but I'm saying you should lose like two questions.
Was it a band that has to do with natural disasters?
I don't even know what that means, so no.
Earth, Wind, and Fire?
No.
I saw you got all giddy with that question.
It is the most nervous I've ever been. I was at the Consumer Electronics Show. And I have a sweet poster signed by the three, and they're like, do you want to interview him?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, even though I'm like, no, not Joey. I'm talking about
Joey. Yeah, let's interview him. Get him over here.
No, we don't have enough time. We'll be at the top of the hour, and then he'll be. So go ahead. That's two.
Is it Brothers?
No.
No.
Who would be Brothers?
The Doobie Brothers?
Well, that was my first concert. But no, that's not who I... Go ahead.
Is it a chick band?
No. It's four.
Huh?
It's four.
Are there four people?
No, you said that's your fourth question.
How many members are in the band?
That's not a yes, no.
Are there three people in the band?
I don't know how to answer that.
Yeah.
I don't know how to answer that. So I'm going to throw that one out.
All right. Is it named after a city in the U.S.?
No.
No Boston, no Chicago, no,
Can we seven? Is that seven or eight?
I don't know. How about, is it a guy who has Parkinson's disease?
No.
That would be AC/DC, right? That the Ozzy Osbourne?
No.
Where's his band?
Ozzy and the Harriers.
I don't know.
God, your last one.
Is it a crew?
A crew?
Like a Motley.
No.
All right, I don't know.
You're so bad, I'm going to give you one more.
All right. Is it...
This is the only concert that I've ever camped out for overnight to be able to purchase tickets in the morning. Your final guess?
The guy who rode a steel horse.
No.
No Bon Jovi.
No. Now, you were almost there when you said, is this band named after a city?
Huh.
Because if you would have said, is this band named after a state, you would have been correct.
Alabama. Oh.
So.
Roll Tide.
You were right there. And where I said it's, you know, back in the day, we thought Alabama was four people. And then later on, a couple of years ago, the drummer got shown the door.
Right.
And when people were all up in arms, lead singer, I forget his name, said he was never in the band. That the record label wanted to include him in like the photos because they thought four looked better.
Oh.
And so he really was never in. And so then he was out.
And that was my first concert. I went with my older cousin to the Alabama concert. And that was my first concert ever.
Roll on highway, all that other stuff. So, it was Alabama. All right, so when we come back, and we are broadcasting live from the PGA Golf Show from the Human Touch booth, we're going to do a lot of things with Human Touch. I'm really looking forward to it. Bruce will be on the show when we broadcast from 8 Man Strong, when I broadcast from 8 Man Strong in 2 weeks. Hopefully, I'm going to come home with some new swag and done for you. That will make me feel even more special. The more I bring home for me and less for you, everyone likes
it. I need a new 8-Man Strong backpack because I have none.
Go to 8manstrong.com and you can order it today. So we're going to do a lot of things with Human Touch. We're going to get information from Bruce on where you can purchase, how you can purchase, what stores. There are some in the Orlando area.
Yep.
I'm going to go hit that up tomorrow. But we'll get to that. We'll talk about this weekend's UFC. The Super Bowl, and a whole lot more in hour two. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey guys, I'm Chase Elliott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.